I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. My thanks first to Allison Keyes and Tony Cox for sitting in while I was away. And to that end, thanks to all those who labored so that others can take a break. Today, we want to talk about one of the nation's best-known public officials who is stepping down voluntarily. After 21 years, Chicago's Richard Daley said he will not run for a seventh term. He took office in 1989, following his father's footsteps into City Hall. The next mayor inherits a city ruled by a Daley for all but 13 of the last 55 years. We'll hear from two close watchers of Chicago's politics to talk about all this. Also on the program, the enormous burden weighing on so many college graduates, student loans. All told, Americans now owe more for student loans than for credit cards. Debt. We'll hear about why that might be. And then R&B and soul singer Kem is here with us in our performance studio to talk about his newest album. But first, the vacancy at the helm of the nation's third largest city.
I've always believed that every person, especially public officials, must understand when it's time to move on. For me, that time is now.
NPR correspondent David Shaper is with us from Chicago, and also with us political consultant Don Rose, a columnist for the online Chicago Daily Observer. Thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to be here.
David, let's start with you. How big of a shock was this?
Well, it was a pretty big shock because, as you alluded to, there's been a Daley in the mayor's office at the fifth floor of City Hall in Chicago for 42 of the last 55 years. And, you know, a lot of people thought that this mayor was essentially mayor for life as long as he wanted to be. Although his wife's health is not well, she's been suffering from cancer and has had a couple of setbacks recently. And there's been a growing number of problems with Mayor Daley's leadership and his administration. People are growing tired of a lot of things that have been going on around Chicago lately, and the economy isn't good. The city has a huge budget deficit. So there is a lot of things pointing to this being a good time for him to step away.
I do want to talk about some of the challenges facing the city, but first I want to hear from Don. Don, same question to you. Were there any signs of this?
Well, the signs have always been that if his wife's health required it, that he would step down. And Mrs. Daley's health has been precarious. She's had metastatic breast cancer. And I think the combination of going into possibly his toughest race since 1989, I think, is what made up his mind. So I think some people thought he might make the announcement earlier to give a few more people chance to organize and reorganize, but he chose to do it relatively late in the game, and that was the biggest surprise.
And why do you think that is, Don? Why do you think he did that?
He claims that he had been contemplating this for some time, as we all know, particularly when the man's numbers went down into the mid-30s. He also saw that there was no one formidable enough to beat him, even with those low numbers. And as we understand the narrative, now more information may come out, but as we understand the narrative, he began to formulate this decision a couple of months ago, but did not even announce it to his family until close to Labor Day.
Political leaders, and I don't mean to be disrespectful with this, to minimize the seriousness of anyone's, you know, real life, but politicians often invoke their families when they're making these kinds of decisions. But he really didn't. What he said is, it's just time. It's time for me. I've done my best. And the only thing he said about this is, now I'm ready with my family to begin the next phase of our lives. And I am curious, Don, and David, you may want to weigh in this, is why he didn't just say, my family needs me more.
I think that would have probably sounded offensive to his wife, putting the blame on her. And I think he's a man who has always been very, very family-oriented, but is not going to say it. I mean, he didn't use the cliché to spend more time with my family. But the underlying message there was Maggie Daley, and that's why she was standing next to him. And some of the most trusted reports I've heard from people who are close to the Daley family have indicated that this might have been 70% of the decision.
But at the same time, I would just like to add, you know, when he says it's time, I think a lot of Chicagoans agree. There is a growing level of frustration that I haven't really seen in some time here with the Daley administration, with his autocratic ways, with his iron-fisted control, with his temper, with scandals at City Hall, and with the economy in the dumps and little ways out of a $600 million budget hole without raising taxes. I mean, he faced a lot of tough decisions. He faced a really tough time. You know, when put on a ballot against someone else, would he win? Probably, because there's really nobody who could have really taken him on and dethroned him. Exactly. However, when the pollsters ask, you know, would you like to see somebody else as mayor, or would you reelect Daley? I think the latest Tribune poll had him at 31%. That's extraordinarily
37%. Yeah. If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about big news out of Chicago. Mayor Richard Daley has announced that he is not running for re-election. We're speaking with NPR Chicago reporter David Schaefer about that and with Chicago political consultant Don Rose, who also blogs about Chicago politics. But before we move on to the possible contenders, David, one more thing I wanted to ask about. You've talked about the economic troubles and so forth. One of the stories that's made national news is the violence, particularly being experienced by and among young people in Chicago. A number of really horrific incidents that have gotten a lot of people's attention, both within the city and outside of the city. I wanted to ask whether this is part of the frustration with the current leadership right now, although there are those who just argue that this is so endemic that one can't lay this at the door of any particular individual. In fact, I'll just play a short clip from Father Flager, who's been a notable activist on these issues, and where he talks about just the sort of frustration with it. And here it is.
I think we have guns has become part of America's wardrobe right now, and you know, guns are so accessible to everybody. And I think that we become immune to the situation of violence, as though we just shake our heads and as almost as there's something that we have to tolerate, we have to put up with, and we have to accept as a kind of a norm of our day.
Everybody is frustrated with one thing or another. The violence was there. The economic problems are horrendous. And if he had won election, if he decided to run and won, this would have been the toughest management job he has ever had. He's got troubles with the police force. He has troubles all the way around. So the job for the next 4 years, had he taken it, would have been the worst 4 years of his life.
David, you want to weigh in on that?
Well, I think those are all excellent points about the challenges he faced, about the violence problem in particular. It certainly is endemic. And if you talk to people like Father Michael Flager, who's been a leader in fighting violence in his community on the south side of Chicago for 25, 26, 28 years, something like that, you know, the problem existed then. And in fact, if you look objectively at the facts, the murder rate is actually lower now than when Mayor Daley took office. However, we're seeing horrific acts of violence striking younger and younger people, innocent bystanders often. The gang problem in Chicago is arguably greater here than maybe any other city in the country, except possibly Los Angeles.
Right.
And it's really just something that has weighed on, you know, a lot of city leaders, but Mayor Daley in particular. He's having a lot of trouble with the police department, the police union, and he have never really gotten along. You know, he never needed the police union in the same way his father did in terms of needing their support for reelection and that sort of thing. And we've had three Chicago police officers gunned down and killed in the last several months. So the scope of the problem, while objectively in terms of the actual murder rate, is not too much greater than it has been the last couple of years. However, the perception and the movement of violence into neighborhoods that weren't violent in the past has really taxed the city and taxed Mayor Daley, I think.
Let's talk about the possible contenders. It is known, because he disclosed this, that Rahm Emanuel, chief of staff to President Obama, has expressed interest in the job. Here's what he said during an interview on Charlie Rose's PBS talk show earlier this year. Here it is.
First of all, let me say it this way. I hope Mayor Daley seeks re-election. I will work and support him if he seeks re-election. But if Mayor Daley doesn't, one day I would like to run for mayor of the city of Chicago. That's always been an aspiration of mine, even when I was in the House of Representatives.
So, Don Rose, can I ask you, first of all, do you think that perhaps Mayor Daley is clearing the way for Rahm Emanuel?
No.
Or do you think, what do you think his chances might be?
There are too many people that Daley has equal allegiance to, and I don't think he's going to jump in there for a while. Rahm Emanuel will be one of the top three contenders, but this is no means a cinch for Rahm Emanuel. He has money, but he has no base, and he has a built-in enmity among many of the liberals in the city with whom he absolutely, as a congressman, refused to meet on issues of the war and other progressive issues. He certainly will have a base in the Jewish community, but I don't consider him the number one contender.
Who do you think is?
I think Tom Dart, the sheriff of Cook County, who has gained laurels for a dozen different actions, even nationally, he's a brilliant politician. He has made no enemies on either side of the line, the liberal independents or the regular organization. He came out of as a white guy representing a black legislative district. I think he's the hottest political property in the state of Illinois outside of our Attorney General, Lisa Madigan.
Okay, anybody else?
Well, Jim Houlihan, our assessor, is going to be a significant candidate, but in the second tier. If the black community settles on a serious candidate, then I think you would have to say that the top three candidates would be Dart, Emanuel, and an African-American leader to be named later.
And David Shaper, final thought from you?
Well, I mean, there's a number of people who want to throw their hats in the ring. There's aldermen who have been chomping at the bit for a chance to run for this office. There are county officials. There are state leaders. I mean, you could throw probably 20 or 30 names as possibilities. But I think Don's right in some of those who are leading. Tom Dart, the Cook County Sheriff, ran Mayor Daley's campaign in 1999. His reelection campaign has been very close to the mayor, has an excellent background of having served in the state legislature. Whether he would be as open and inclusive as a Harold Washington was would remain to be seen. But he is certainly someone who appears anyway able to breach the racial divide in the city.
NPR's David Shaper joined us from Chicago Public Radio, and political consultant Don Rose, columnist for the online Chicago Daily Observer, joined us from his home office. Gentlemen, I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Good to be with you.
Thanks.